It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Jimmy, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob.
Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
John Rush.
Georgia, Georgia.
The wonderful tone of Ray Charles. Love that man. Love his voice. And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush for one last hour for the week. And folks, Georgia has gotten very interesting. It has gotten very interesting. I know there's a lot of hopelessness out there right now. People are thinking, oh my gosh, we have no chance. Things have changed. They have changed. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, the odds are in our favor because time is short. I understand that. But things have changed, folks. Georgia has just blown up. And let me give a quick, I'm going to do three quick clips. And the first one is going to be from Brian Kemp, Georgia governor. Now, this is a Republican governor, but I honestly wonder if somebody has something on him. I really do, because he has been helping the Democrats every step of the way, siding with the Democrats every step of the way, and looking away as much as he could from voter fraud. Here's what he had to say yesterday, though.
Called early on for a signature audit. Obviously, the Secretary of State, per the laws and the Constitution, would have to order that. He has not done that. I think it should be done. I think, especially with what we saw today, it raises more questions. There needs to be transparency on that. I would again call for that, and I think in the next 24 hours, hopefully we'll see a lot more from the hearings that the legislature had today, and we'll be able.
Okay, you guys follow that? He is saying now he wants to check signatures and go back through all the votes, all these votes that were cast, especially in the counties that are up for debate, and they are massively up for debate, by the way. He's saying now they want to check signatures. Here's why this is important. As you may already know, they already had a recount in Georgia. It was a total joke. It was a total joke because they did not check the signatures of the votes that they had already counted. So if they had tens and tens of thousands of bad votes, right, where some kind of Democrat activist just wrote in the name, if they had that, they wouldn't have caught it. So they would just recount the same vote over. Newt Gingrich threw a fit. He's a Georgia boy. He was furious because he said, this recount is completely worthless. It's not going to change anything. Surprisingly, it actually did. It tightened up the vote some because they found some districts where they had simply lost a ton of votes that in each case, there were three cases, and in each case, they heavily favored Trump. And magically, in those districts, they lost a bunch of votes. They found those. That tightened it up some, but certainly not enough. Now, they have had video come out, and that's what Governor Kemp is referring to. They've had video come out that shows not just a little bit of cheating, but massive cheating. And here is some shock video. It's from Georgia, and I think it's from, yes, it's courtesy of OAN, where need be, I will narrate just a bit. It's loading. Okay, technical difficulties. This is taking its time loading for some odd reason. I'm not sure why.
Ready and done.
Okay, just a moment.
Gillette ProGlide and ProGlide Gel.
While we're waiting on this, while we're waiting on it to come up, let me just tell you, here's what basically happens. You are going to hear that they ushered in a ton of votes after they got all of the poll watchers to walk out. So they told them, hey, we're done with the vote. It's around, I don't know, 10, 10:30 or whatever. We're done with the vote. Go ahead and leave. And then things got interesting. Here you go.
8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to roll this back and show it to you. There you go. So now they're going to start pulling these ballots out from under this table. This table, the black one, was placed there by the lady with the blonde braids at about 8:22 a.m. in the morning. So she...
Okay, let me jump in for a second here. So you got this lady with the blonde braid. She's on the film right now, and they're showing. They've got the surveillance footage of the vote counting area. And she put a table there first thing in the morning. And after they got the poll watchers, after they got the people who are supposed to watch and make sure these votes are actually legal, after they got them to leave because they said, hey, we're done. And by the way, this happened in several states. It happened in Pennsylvania, happened in Wisconsin, happened in Michigan. They did it all over the place. And it was all Democrats doing it all the way. What a shocker there. So they decide, after they get them out, they go under this table that she had put there, and they start pulling out suitcases. Listen to this.
She put that table there. So the same person who's staying behind now, the same person who cleared the place out under the pretense that we're going to stop counting, is the person who put the table there at 8:22 in the morning. Yeah, I saw four suitcases come out from underneath the table.
Now they're watching them pull them all out. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, upper right hand, you see the gentleman in the red. So he just pulled one out.
She's got this guy in red helping her, and he's pulling out these suitcases full of votes, thousands of votes.
So what are these ballots doing there separate from all the other ballots? And why are they only counting them whenever the place is cleared out with no witnesses? Is the question. So these machines can process about 3,000 ballots an hour. You have multiple machines there. And they're there for 2 hours. So you do the math. How many ballots went through those machines in those 2 hours when there was no one there to supervise, to be present, consistent with your statutes and rules, to supervise the tabulation? We believe that could easily be, and probably is certainly, beyond the margin of victory in this race. At about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, that's beyond the margin of victory in this race, folks. It's not even close. Keep in mind, we're only talking about one precinct. Okay, in one district. We're talking about, you know, and maybe this is a district-wide counting location. It doesn't matter. We're not even talking about the whole state of Georgia. We're talking about one little district here. And in that district, they pull out these suitcases full of votes. And you and I know those votes were all for one guy. They were for Joe Biden. Why would they hide any that were for Trump? In fact, why would they hide them at all? Why would you do this? Why would you hide any votes? Tell people leave and then bring in suitcases of those votes after the fact so that you could count them. Let me tell you right now, 3,000 votes per machine per hour. Okay, 2 hours, that means 6,000 votes per machine, and they have several machines in there, and it's one district in Georgia. I get so angry at all these people saying that, you know, Rudy Giuliani, he's a conspiracy theorist. No, he isn't. He brought this film forward yesterday, and suddenly everybody who was laughing at him, including the governor and the secretary of state of Georgia, who had been talking him down, fighting back, fighting the system, suddenly the secretary of state apparently is nowhere to be seen, at least that I know of, and the governor is changing his tune and saying, we got to check signatures. You think? In other words, you're going to find thousands and thousands and thousands of votes, and I hope they haven't all been mixed into a wider pot now. You found all these thousands of votes that are in that one area, and folks, you know darn well those signatures are not going to match because you had people just filling them in, writing them in. And here's another thing I wonder on this before we go to the next clip. Would this also affect the senatorial race? Because these senator races down there were very, very important. Usually when they're doing voter fraud, they'll just fill out the top line because they're trying to do thousands of votes really fast, right? So what they'll do is go in and just go Biden, 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 and go through a bunch of them. But in Georgia, I wouldn't be surprised if a bunch of these false votes also had votes for the Democrat in the senatorial elections. What if a bunch of those votes get thrown out? And what if that puts the Republicans, the two Republicans, over 50%? For those who don't know, the reason they're having runoff elections in Georgia is because if you don't hit 50%, you have to re-vote, which they're going to be doing. They're going to be doing it at the beginning of January, early January. I'm not sure which day. Think about this for a second. What if in just this one district, they wind up throwing out not just a bunch of Biden votes? My question is, and I don't know the answer because this just came up. Can they also throw out the votes if they also filled in the Democrat for the Senate? And that would change a lot right there. Okay. One second here. All right, another one that's got to play an ad here. Hang on for just a moment. Listen to this.
2,506 felons voted illegally in Georgia. 66,248 underage and therefore ineligible people to illegally register to vote before their 17th birthday when the law requires 17 and a half years old. At least 2,423 individuals to vote who were not listed as registered. 1,043 individuals to cast ballots who had illegally registered to vote using a post office box. 4,926 individuals voted in Georgia who had registered to vote after their Georgia voter registration date, thereby canceling their Georgia voter registration.
Okay, let me jump in for a moment. I know the eyes tend to glaze over, especially if you're driving and you hear all these numbers. I'll play just a little bit more. Just think about this. I think Biden only won Georgia by, what is it at right now, Charlie, like 10, 11,000 votes, the whole state. Okay, it's a narrow victory. And listen to the kinds of numbers he's talking about. And not all of these are going to be in those suitcases for one district. He's talking statewide.
10,315 or more individuals to vote who are deceased by the time of the election. 395 individuals to vote in Georgia who had cast ballots in another state, which is illegal in both states.
These all voted, folks.
15,700 individuals to vote in Georgia who had filed a national change of address with the United States Postal Service prior to November 3rd, 2020. 40,279 individuals to vote who had moved across county lines at least 30 days prior to Election Day and who had failed to properly re-register to vote in their new county after moving, also in violation of Georgia law.
All right, I'll leave it there. Now, here's my question. Where are you, Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney, who is the fastest person to go and congratulate Joe Biden. I mean, I think he got there before Jill Biden. You know, Jill Biden, when Joe was finally declared the winner, she probably wanted to run to her husband and hug him and congratulate him. But she couldn't because right in the middle was Mitt Romney, who jumped in front and gave Joe Biden a big hug and loved the guy and said, "Yay, Joe. Mitt, you are a Republican, okay? Yeah. I know you're a rhino. We all get that. But you're still a Republican. What are you thinking right now, Mitt? When you are looking and seeing what happened in Georgia, they have film. They have film right there, Mitt Romney, of suitcases full of votes in one district being pulled out after the people who are supposed to be watching this are sent away. And it's right on film. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of votes pulled out and then counted after the fact. And we see in that state this huge boom of votes that come in the middle of the night. Mitt Romney, how are you feeling right now? You know, I don't know if Trump won the election or if Biden did. Oh, you know what? I'm just going to say it. Yeah, if it were fair, Trump did win the election because I think this happened in several states. But here's what gets me, folks. Mitt Romney does not care. He doesn't care. He could not care less. Why? Because for Mitt Romney, it's not about what's best for America. It's not about what's most honest. It's not about what the evidence says. It's about him having a personal tiff with Donald Trump. Mitt, set it aside. This isn't about your emotions, man. This isn't about you feeling hurt. This is about the evidence. That's what this is all supposed to be about. And yet, are you now coming out and saying, hey, wait a minute. Oh, let's put the brakes on this. I know I congratulated Joe Biden, but maybe we should take a look at this because, hey, I'm Mitt Romney and I want us to do the right thing. Do we hear him saying that? No. And what really angers me is that it took this long for Governor Kemp to finally say, hey, gee, maybe we should look at signatures. Georgia is now back in the race, folks, and it could churn big. Trump could win it handily if they look honestly at these signatures. If that happens, what happens to Pennsylvania? What happens to Wisconsin? What happens to Nevada? They're going to have to look at all of them. You can't have one state turn around and then not the others. I know we're supposed to certify by the 14th. Maybe we could back that up a little. Because we got to get this right, folks. And that includes if Joe Biden won. I want it right. I want it right. And right now, I want to go to break. Okay, so we have to look at this. We have to get this right. But when we come back, I'm going to look at something else, folks. Something that's really going to steam you. And that is what's happening right now up in Aspen, of all places. Oh, my gosh. You thought it was bad downtown Denver. Wait till you hear this. But first, American National Insurance, folks, with fires, blizzards, and just things going wrong, you need someone who always treats you right. Make sure you have the coverage you really need in unpredictable times by calling Paul Leuenberger. Call him at 303-662-0789. He'll treat you right. Paul Leuenberger at American National Insurance.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Okay, Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. Folks, you know I keep saying it. Don't wait until you retire. A reverse mortgage line of credit will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. And Bruce Simmons can show you how. Give Bruce a call at 303-467-7821. Or you can find Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Okay, Flesh and Beck is next. You've heard people say this, I don't need a lawyer. I've got a slam dunk case. Wrong. No matter how good your case, you need preparation and presentation. You need a top pro when you go in front of that judge. Don't take chances, folks. Call Kevin Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. He's my lawyer. He can be yours, too. So call Flesh and Beck at 303-806-8886 or go to fleshlawfirm.com.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. And Joe, Jersey Joe, or as my wife calls him, Trader Joe, because he left, is on the line right now. Joe, how you doing?
Andy, I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing well.
Hey, you ever gonna bring that other co-host, what's his name, John, back, or is he? Did you dump him?
Oh, he's yesterday news. He's yesterday's news, okay. All the way.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, before we get, I know you wanted to talk about, wait, what was it again?
About the error in the COVID death figures is one thing.
That's right. Okay.
And the failure of and the inevitable failure of Biden's 100-day mask program.
Right. Got it. Okay. Before you even get into that, though, can I go local on something?
Sure.
We'll just do a short segment on this, then we'll come back. Did you hear about the visitor affidavit that goes into effect in Aspen coming up?
No.
Pitkin County. Yeah, Pitkin County, Aspen City. I'm sorry. It's for the whole county. You got to hear this. You ready?
Ready.
Pitkin County Manager John Peacock told elected officials Tuesday night, I'm reading this from the article from the Aspen Daily News, anyone visiting the county will have to sign a legal affidavit in accordance with local public health orders. The announcement came during a slew of COVID-19 updates in a joint session between the Pitkin County Commissioners and Aspen City Council. The meeting's discussions touched on testing availability, state-mandated reductions, and so forth. I won't bore you with all that. Here's the upside, or actually really the downside. It requires anyone staying one night or more in Pitkin County. Remember, this is Aspen. People go there to ski and do things, okay? Anyone staying one night or more in Pitkin who resides outside of Pitkin, so tourism, has to sign the legal document affirming that they have had a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours prior to arrival. If they don't, they must quarantine for 14 days. Oh, yeah. People are going to want to go there. Or until a negative COVID-19 test is obtained locally. I want to ask your opinion on this, Joe. These guys, at one point, they say one of the challenges in Pitkin County is we're the only county in Colorado that has these types of visitor requirements. Yeah, no kidding. They actually believe that this will help their tourism because people will, I'm not kidding, it's in the article, because people will feel safer. Your opinion, sir?
Well, it's almost like show me your papers, you know, back in Nazi Germany time.
I know.
First of all, I question, is it even legal and enforceable? Constitutional enforceable. By the way, do you know that unless you're driving a car, there's probable cause that you've committed a crime, a police officer cannot ask you for your identification. You cannot be forced to produce identification.
Joe, you're totally messing up here. You live in New Jersey now, and you're actually asking about what's legal. What are you thinking, man? Come on, well, again, get with the program. This is Colorado. We don't do legal anymore.
Yeah, well, so I doubt very seriously if it's constitutional. I doubt you could be forced to sign it, number one. So, you know, I look at all these ridiculous... By the way, the CDC, you know, it's interesting that all these governors are clinging to their 14 days, which is not supported by science, because the CDC came out a couple of days and said, you know what, that 14-day thing, well, it turns out we were wrong. Forget the 14 days. 7 to 10 is more than adequate. Do you think governors care about science? No, they're clinging to their 14 days.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. Hey, listen to what these guys say. This is incredible. It says, but Commissioner Greg Poshman, he said making a mark and having the strictest visitor policy might be appealing to tourists this winter. Listen to this. If we are assuring visitors and locals and workers in our community alike that we are doing everything we can to assure safety and health by advocating for this testing and demanding it from people, I think it's going to give people a better sense of security when they come here. And that might actually be something that allows us to save the winter, Poshman said. He actually said this, save the winter. So requiring basically papers, please, and you come in and you have to show that you've been tested. Otherwise, you're on lockdown for 14 days. This guy believes this is going to save the winter.
You know, maybe he should call the mayor of Honolulu and ask him how that worked out in Hawaii.
Oh! Money shot! He nails it! Oh, my gosh, exactly. I mean, Hawaii now has the highest, by far, unemployment in the United States. And by the way, going into COVID, their unemployment was low, wasn't it?
Very, very low. They were rocking and rolling. And that their quarantines basically killed tourism, which killed the economy. You know, so they're on their butts. They've been knocked back on their butts, all because of these quarantine rules, which really didn't do anything. So, you know, Aspen's going to follow in their footsteps. What's the old saying? Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. This has been tried and failed. And I also question how enforceable it's going to be, because I think I mentioned, you know, going to the casino in Pennsylvania, which has a, quote, a 14-day mandatory quarantine. You're not supposed to be out in public. Well, crap, we went there the other night. Some friends wanted to buy us dinner. And we went, half the cars in the parking lot were from New Jersey. Yet there's a mandatory 14-day quarantine in Pennsylvania, impossible to enforce. So I'd love to see how they intend to enforce this and how the sheriff of Pitkin County feels about even attempting to enforce something like this.
Well, maybe they could take all the unemployed young people there and have them out there enforcing it.
Good luck with that.
Gonna have a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah, show me your papers. Tell me where. Show me that you're not a resident of the county and where you stayed last night. Yeah, right.
Yes, Aspen now wins they win the award for stupidest place in the entire state. And I'm telling you what, right now here, that is incredible, because we have the Karen Caucus, as I call them, of the Metro City Mayors. We're going to talk about that later in the hour, but it is unbelievable what they have done. And I'm telling you what, Joe. These people are destroying business, and meanwhile, everybody flees to places like Weld County, or they run away to South Dakota, and they spend their money big time. It's killing us.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
The details. So on this thing, so if I'm passing through, I'm on my way to Utah, and I decide to pull over and stay in Pitkin County one night, but I'm going to get in my car and drive on to Utah the next morning. Am I required to sign one of these affidavits?
Yes.
And if not, quarantine myself?
Yes.
Even though I have no intention of remaining in the state?
Yes.
Good luck enforcing that one, because if you're not going to enforce it for transients, then you can't distinguish between a transient and somebody who's going to remain in your county. You can't enforce it. It's completely unenforceable.
It'll be easily enforceable with people like you, because you're from New Jersey now and you obey this stuff. You see, that's what you got to keep in mind. Hey, Joe, let me keep you on over the break, and
sure,
we'll get to your stuff. And then I want to talk about the Karen Caucus after that. But
okay. First,
folks, Purefoy Chevrolet, if you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle, they got you covered with a lot of great cars at a place where you're treated like family. Check out the 2020 closeout deals at purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311. Purefoy Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, you know, you've done your job for years, but retirement? That's a whole new world. Let Al Smith guide you, minimize risk, protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, or show you what's the best time to file for Social Security. Boy, that's hard to say. Social Security. Call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Okay, Gino's Auto. Right now, Gino's Auto Service, one of the best, most trusted auto shops in Littleton, is offering new customers $50 off any work that's $250 or more. Are you ready for great work and honest people? Well, just call Gino's at 303-794-6700, or you can find them at ginosautoservice.com.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Gino's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Gino's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jersey Trader Joe, it is now your turn. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first I want to talk about Vice President-elect Biden's 100-day mask plan, which he has promised he believes will show significant results. Now, my question is, well, first of all, Winston Churchill said that those who don't study history are doomed to repeat it. Europe has had far more stringent mandatory mask lockdowns for way more than 100 days, and it has had no impact. They're spiking. Their death rates are higher than ours on a per capita basis. In fact, in France, their mask mandates are so strict, you have to wear a mask while riding your bicycle down a public street. So my question is, we have a dozen examples, trials, if you will, of mandatory masks. It has not had the result or the benefit that Biden is promising. So why is he doing this? Is he, you know, so what is he, does he not, is he not informed? Is he clueless? Does he believe this? What is his motivation for making these types of promises?
Joe, I don't think he has any motivation of his own. I think he's a puppet. I think he's totally controlled by the hard leftists who are behind him. And I think their motivation is to crash the system. I think that they want as many people unemployed and downtrodden and dependent on government and used to being controlled as they can possibly get. And they're going to use him to do that. Not that he minds, not that he minds doing it, but I think they're the driving force. What do you think?
You know, Andy, you could be right, because there is zero logic, because, again, it's not like this has not been tried before. It's been tried over and over. And I sent you the data this morning. I mean, Italy, France, Spain, they're crashing. And they've had these mandatory masking policies in place for far more than 100 days. And yet here's Biden saying, we're going to do it, and I'm going to promise you it's going to have significant benefit. Well, if it hasn't had a benefit there, why, you know, remember Einstein's definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome? Come on, Joe, you're insane.
Hey.
It has. What?
Oh, go ahead. Are you calling yourself insane? Just kidding.
No.
Okay, real quick here before I let you off of Europe. Over the last 6 weeks, you tell me, which country in Europe do you think has the lowest death rate amongst COVID patients?
You know, I haven't checked, but I would gather to say Sweden.
Yep. Sweden, you know, early on, Sweden, remember, had the highest death rate amongst COVID patients, and now they have the lowest. And guess what? ABC News, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, all the alphabet people out there aren't mentioning Sweden anymore. What a shocker.
Which is why I had to guess. And as you know, I consider myself fairly well informed. You know, I read two newspapers online every day. I'm politically aware. I'm not uninformed. I'm not what Rush Limbaugh would call a low information voter. Yet I haven't heard that statistic, which is why I had to guess.
Yeah, I just all I did was and it was rough. I was guesstimating, because it's kind of hard to get those statistics when they pop up and down on that graph and you go along with the pointer. But what I did is I compared them to like eight other European countries. And on average, the other countries were running at about 3 to 4 times as many people dying per 100 that had COVID over the last several weeks. So,
I'm going to go to the
I guess Joe Biden's idea doesn't have a lot of merit. Go ahead.
I'm going to go to the Worldometer site, which in a minute, so here's a little irony. I'm going to quote data from the Worldometer site, and then in the next sentence, I'm going to tell you why the Worldometer site can be absolute crap. So I'm looking here at deaths per million population, and one of the neat things you can do on the Worldometer site is you can go to any column and click on it, and you can sort it and get a sort. Now, by the way, you know which country in the world has the highest death rate per million population of any country in the world?
I don't know. Which one?
First clue, it's part of the European Union.
I'm going to go with Italy.
Belgium.
Okay.
1,456 per million population.
That can't be. They were a lockdown place.
Yep.
But the numbers are probably wrong anyway, so go ahead.
Versus the U.S., which is, if you believe the numbers, we're at 852. So
okay.
Belgium is running 70% above the U.S., even though they've been in lockdown.
Okay.
France, which has been in lockdown, you know, including wearing your mask while you're on a bicycle on a public street, they're tied with the U.S. So they've had the lockdown. We haven't had a national lockdown. No difference between the U.S. and France. Let me find Sweden on this list. I got to go way, way, way down to find Sweden.
By the way, they were way up early on. They were the eighth highest in the West of industrialized countries.
Yes,
apparently not anymore.
Apparently not anymore. And according to Worldometer, come on, Sweden. I won't spend any more than another 10 seconds looking for Sweden. They're so far down on the list. Here we go, Sweden. Sweden is down around 600 versus 1,400 for Belgium.
And in Sweden, they have freedom. They have businesses. They're booming. Everything's fine.
Yep.
Okay.
By the way, Italy and Spain are both almost 1,000 per million.
Okay. Now tell me why these numbers are junk. Let's get to that, and then we'll go to break.
Well, for instance, I looked at, you can click on, first you can look at the world, and you can click on a country, and I did that the other day, and then I clicked on the USA, and then I looked at the states, and I follow the Colorado COVID, and I see Colorado had 127 people died from COVID yesterday. That was their report, 127.
Oh, come on. No.
And I said, what did I miss? So I went back to the Colorado Department of Health, and what did the Colorado Department of Health report? They reported 7. And then I looked at the Colorado Department of Health. What is the highest all-time number ever reported in Colorado? And that number was 52. And by that was an anomaly because they had 2 days worth of data came in on the same day.
But isn't the World Meter getting their numbers from the Colorado Department of Health for Colorado?
Apparently not, because I gave you the graph that Worldometer publishes for Colorado, and I gave you the official Colorado graph from the Department of Health. They look nothing like each other. They're radically different. The data does not line up. In fact, I'm trying to think the total number of Colorado.
Maybe what they did is they just estimated off of Joe Biden pronouncing that we're going to have between 200 and 250,000 more Americans dying of COVID before the end of the year, which, by the way, is 4 weeks away.
Mm.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, they're saying, well, it's growing exponentially. Clearly, these people never went to engineering school because they don't know what the word exponentially means. It means doubling every day, if not more. No,
right.
Our death rate is not doubling every day.
Rate is, but go ahead.
Our death rate is. And here's something else. I noticed, by the way, that the number of people hospitalized, which was supposed to be spiking because of the Thanksgiving Day holiday that was now 8 days ago, has been falling every day for the past 4 days. Gee, what happened, Andy? Why is it falling? It's supposed to be going through the roof, yet it's falling. It's down day over day for the past 4 days.
That's just because all you do is listen to Trump. But go ahead, why?
No, I. Other than the fact that these predictions were wrong, and we're not going to face a spike because of the holiday gatherings, but for your listeners who don't know it, go to the Colorado COVID website and you will see hospitalization. Yes, we had a spike, but that spike has peaked and is now dropping. The same with the daily death graph, which is now down to 7 per day.
Basically, we are nowhere near, Joe. We're nowhere near using our hospital space on COVID. Nowhere near. In fact, we're closing down some of the places, not the one downtown yet, but we're closing down a number of the places around the state that we built just for COVID. We're closing them down.
The one up in Fort Collins.
Gone.
And the one, of course, in the Denver Convention Center. By the way, on the topic of ICU beds, you hear these, ICU beds, they're at 80% capacity. Well, damn, there's the hospitals shoot. They can change the number of ICU. They can add or subtract ICU beds. Hospitals want to keep their ICU bed utilization at around 75%. If they don't, they'll fire their hospital administrator and get a new one.
They're out of business. Hey, tell you what, let's continue. Let's take a timeout really quick, and I'll meet you on the backside. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Let's take a timeout. We'll be right back on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop. but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
You don't want to feel like just a number. Al Sturm, owner of A Good Shop Collision Repair, offers a different experience from the corporate conglomerates. After 40 years in the auto body industry, Al has been hearing the same thing from his customers for decades. Everybody's looking for a good shop, somewhere you can find quality service in a timely manner without wondering whether or not you're being ripped off. It's hard to know what's going on when nobody will talk to you. Today, as the owner of three locations in North Glen and Commerce City, Al gives his customers exactly what they're looking for, an independent, family-owned collision repair shop where you're more than just a number. At a good shop, not only will the final product be flawless and safe, covered by a good shop lifetime guarantee, but Al and his team will actually take the time to communicate what's going on with your vehicle. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Since GIA Insurance represents more than 20 Medicare companies, they will compare networks to find the right coverage at the best price for you. Best of all, your comprehensive Medicare analysis with GIA costs you nothing. 303-423-0162. Get more without paying more.
Your local enrollment center, GIA Risk Management, is certified by Connect for Health Colorado, Colorado's official health insurance marketplace.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Joe is on the line right now. Joe, we got parting shots, got about 2.5 minutes. I'm going to go first, okay?
Go ahead.
Mine's a quickie. The Metro Mayor's Caucus, the Karen Caucus as I call them, the guys who called for cracking down on places like Weld County and forcing them to shut down all their restaurants the same as they're doing. You got about 26 or something like that mayors, and we're talking Arvada, Lone Tree, Denver, Aurora, Lakewood, and so forth. All of them in our area called for shutting down the state so that they don't have all their people run from the city and go spend money elsewhere. Well, here's what I'm calling for right now. I want all of them to give up their pay. All these mayors, every single one of these mayors, give up your pay. And I don't mean just for now. I'm talking for at least 2021, now through 2021. That may seem unfair, but listen to me. You're putting people out of business forever. If it's okay in the name of everyone's health for that waitress to lose her home, if it's okay for that family to lose their business, if it's okay for tourism and casino workers to have their cars seized, their homes foreclosed, or even their alimony payments delayed. Look, if it's okay for all these people to suffer that much and spend years coming back, you can lose your pay for a year because you are not only destroying your cities, you're trying to destroy the whole state. That's what I'm calling for. Joe, you're up. You got a minute.
Well, just I'm going to build on what you just said. Most people don't realize this, but if you're a business owner and you've either taken a small business loan to get started, say you've opened up a some sort of franchise restaurant, or you've gone to the bank and gotten a bank loan, you will 100% of the time be required to do a personal guarantee on that loan. So it's not just a business going bankrupt. So if your business goes out of business and you default on that loan, you're going to lose your house. So giving up their pay for a year would be not even close to what some of these small business owners are going to go through, because they're going to be homeless. They're going to live in an apartment because they were guaranteed their loans with your signature, and they're going to lose their homes.
They all deserve to lose their pay for a year. Fair enough?
Fair enough. It's a bit minor compared to what these business owners are going to suffer.
All right. Voice of reason, Jersey Joe, who's also Trader Joe, because he left us and went to New Jersey. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
My pleasure as always, Andy. Bye-bye.
We're both stuttering. My goodness, what a way to close the show. That's wonderful. Okay, folks, on that note, we are done for the day and for the week. On Rush to Reason, I want to thank John Rush for trusting me with the microphone and all of you, as always, for listening. First hour, replays next. John will be back tomorrow on Fix It Radio and Drive Radio, starting at 9 a.m. Until then, drive safe, God bless, and thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.